The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. It's what we hear from John the Baptist. That was his message. That's what his mission was. He was preparing the way for the coming Savior. So he was trying to get people in the right frame of mind, get their faith back together to welcome the coming Savior who would be soon there. And John had such an authenticity about him that people were coming out to the middle of the wilderness just to see him and to hear his message and to be baptized by him. Imagine that. He's out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, but people were coming from the cities, they were coming from the towns, they were coming from the little villages, they were coming from the mountains, they were coming from the plains, to hear what John had to say. His message rang true. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And many people believed what he had to say. Many people believed and were baptized. And John was preaching not only to those who are the lowest and the meanest of society, such as the thieves, the bandits, the robbers, the rapists, the murderers, the terrorist, anybody. He wasn't only preaching to those, but he was preaching to the wealthy, to those who had money, to those who had power, and he was preaching to the everyday people as well then too. It's time to get ready. Christ is coming. The Hebrew people had been waiting for centuries for this Messiah to come, and John is out here proclaiming, it's here. The Messiah is here. It is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. And so people were getting excited. People were wanting to listen. People were wanting to straighten out their lives. And because so many people were flocking out to see John, the religious leaders also were wondering, what's going on here? We need to go check this out. And so the Sadducees and the Pharisees went out to the wilderness as well then to check out this message of John. Who is this character out here? He has no credentials to be preaching. He has no credentials to be talking about religion. What's he doing out here? What's he have to say? And so when they go out there then, John spots them. And they're not hard to spot because they are wearing much nicer clothes than most other people. They're dressed in a certain way. They have head coverings that make them stand out. And for a good part, just about everybody knows who they are. So John spots them. And it doesn't seem like he welcomes them. He says, "You brood of vipers." He calls them a bunch of snakes. And he tells them, don't hide behind your religion. Don't be hiding behind your laws. Don't be hiding behind your knowledge. Don't be hiding behind your power. This message is for you as well then too. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. To repent means to change. It means to, actually, literally it means to turn around. Go the other direction. Go the other direction of where you are headed. It means to turn around from your sinful life and return back to God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And this message is for everyone. There was a small country congregation that wasn't doing real good. They didn't have very many resources. And the building was starting to look pretty shabby. And so one of the members, he didn't have a whole lot of resources either, but he thought, we need to spruce this place up a bit. We need to restore it to back what it was. And so he took his money, that he didn't have a whole lot of it, but he took everything that he could spare, and he bought some beautiful green Gothic paint to paint the church. And he started painting the church, and he painted one side. And he painted two sides. He painted three sides. And when he got through painting three sides, he looked at the amount of paint and he looked at how much board space he still had to go. And he thought, I'm not going to make it. So he added some thinner to the paint and continued painting. Well, he got about halfway through that last side and still looked at his paint. It still wasn't enough paint to make it all the way through. So he added some more thinner to the paint. And he started painting again. He still didn't have enough, and once or twice again, he added more thinner to the paint. So by the time he was just about finishing up, the paint, rather than looking like a beautiful Gothic green, started to look like the same color that you see in dying houseplants. And as he was finishing up, out of the sky came big billowing clouds and came a big booming voice that said, "Repaint, repaint, and thin no more." It's kind of a silly story, but it tells us about that meaning of repent. That repent is something that we need to do all the way in, without being thinned, without being cut, to turn around, to go the other direction, to repent, to get rid of those things that cause us to sin in our life. Get rid of those things that cause us so much stress. Get rid of those things that cause pain for ourselves or cause pain for other people. This time of the year is a very stressful time for many people. It's stressful because of the crowds, the traffic, the noise, all the preparations either for hosting people in your house or for traveling, airports, you name it. Buying gifts. Finances may be strained. Thinking of visiting with relatives sometimes can also cause stress as well. It's a very stressful time. And our focus then, rather than on all these things, should be upon this very message of John the Baptist. Repent. Turn around. Think about what's happening in your life. Change those things in your life that are not directed towards God. Turn around and return back to God. When we thin out our repentance, when we don't jump in all the way, what happens is our faith starts to get watered down. Starts to get watered down and it just fades out and it turns a sickly color. John the Baptist message was clear. Many people, they saw how sincere John was, that this was the message exactly that they needed to hear. The Savior was coming and they were excited. It was time to get prepared for that. Make straight his paths. You know, I think about all the road work that's been done around here, or if you drive to San Antonio or just about any other city, all the construction that's going on the roadways. And how annoying that construction can be. You know, sometimes roads are knocked down to one lane, so you got to sit there and wait behind a stop sign and a long line of traffic before you can have your turn to go around the construction. Or you hit construction and it's dirty. Sometimes it's kind of dangerous. It slows you down. I know one time I hit wet caliche on my motorcycle, and my motorcycle was not a pretty sight once I got to the other side. It can mess up your cars. It can mess up your vehicles. We don't like construction. We don't like seeing construction on. It's annoying. And if we think about this too, we don't like to repent. It's annoying. We don't want to change our ways. We don't want to turn around. Even if it is for our good, we don't want to turn around. But when the road construction is finished, what do you have? You have a nice, smooth highway that traffic should, if they designed it right, traffic should flow much safer and much quicker. People get to their destinations. And you don't even think about the construction that just happened because you're just sailing right on through it. So when we repent, we turn around. We turn around and we sail back to God. We go back to God. Life gets good. John is saying the Savior is coming. The kingdom of God is at hand. You know, it sounds like so much of this sounds like law. You must do this. You mustn't do that. But that's not actually what John is saying. John is saying this is for you. This is for you. Turn your life around. Turn it back to God. That is what God intended for us in life, and God is good. It's a word of grace. This is the direction we need to be going. Not on our own merits, but because this Savior is going to save us. One day Christ will return. Christ will come back again. So each and every day is a day of repentance. Martin Luther talked about being drowned in the waters of baptism daily, and out of those waters a new self shall arise. Repentance is one of those things we go through. We ask God for forgiveness, and we hear those words of forgiveness coming from Christ himself. And so John shouts out, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near." Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.